T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, and now we are joined by tight ends coach Chase Haslett. Coach, welcome to the show.
Yep. What's up, guys? Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate you, and so certainly Chase Haslett, but you're actually Jim Ira Chase Haslett. Now, you're not a junior, so from your dad, how have you always been Chase and not Jim, or to kind of give some separation there?
Yeah, I've always been Chase ever since I've been young.
So, Chase, you know, Coach Haslett, a familiar name. People don't realize, man, your dad was a stud linebacker. Buffalo Bills, now if you truly know football history. And what came about that all of a sudden, you know, you love to be a football coach, but coaching the position of tight end, just talk about how that came about.
Yeah, the tight end position is awesome. I mean, the fact that we're involved in the run game, protection, pass game, the whole nine yards, you know, it's really a special group and a special position of play that makes it fun to be around. So
now, Chase, when like Juwan Johnson, obviously, that's kind of unique, a big wide receiver that turns into the tight end position, and we're counting on him. And you can see his physical ability, but too many times there's a lack of concentration. Catch the ball, it hit your hands, or you're not protecting it and you're fumbling. How do you challenge him in the meetings when that occurs?
No, of course. I mean, that's what we're looking for as a position coach, is the solutions. So it's a solution-based operation. You know, part of it, I put it on myself, right, as a coach. You know, what the situation I'm putting them in, you know, is it the workload capacity? You know, is it the drills I'm emphasizing on a daily basis, just trying to tweak those? Right now, you know, it's the surviving the ground aspect of it that we're trying to work on, taking the ball to the chest, not to your hip, keeping it high and tight, and just attacking those deficiencies every single day and trying to perfect those redeeming qualities that he has.
Coach, not too often that you pick up a tight end during the season from the waiver wire, because it's different because he doesn't go to the practice squad, and that's Zaire Mitchell-Payton picked off the waivers right before this game with Tampa. Played in Baltimore, some in Cleveland as well. He's played six games this year for Baltimore, 6'5", 257. And so the uniqueness is because you were awarded him on waivers, he doesn't go to the – he goes to your active roster. So, I mean – this guy could be on the field, you know, at some point soon. He was inactive this week. What kind of player is he?
Yeah, no, I'm excited to get to work with him come Wednesday. You know, big body, wide tight end that can really displace the line of scrimmage, and see what we can do from there. But yeah, definitely work on those qualities with him and continue to evolve his deficiencies.
Now, Coach Haslett, how do you? Okay, you're in the meeting room. And you got to demand attention, whether you're a veteran or you're a rookie. But you might say, oh, you treat everybody the same. That's a bunch of BS. No, you have different relationships with different players. I've been around those situations. But like a Foster Moreau, here's a seasoned veteran, and he's come back from an injury. But how do you deal with him versus, like, I remember a draft pick, seventh round, Molokai from UCLA? Just talk about the approach you take with those two individuals, because they are tight ends, but I know you're not treating them the same. You might give me a BS answer, but I think you tell me the truth.
No, of course. Yeah, every guy has a different personality, and so first and foremost, it's about relationships and how you get to know those guys and seeing what makes them tick and what makes them not tick, and really just getting the most out of those guys by pushing them in certain ways. Everybody's different. Like you said, Foster's a high energy, high motor guy that, you know, he's fun to be around. And then Mo's a little bit more laid back, but just finding different ways to push those guys. And that starts with the relationship aspect of it.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Coach Haslett, a two-part question. How do you interact with, like, when, for, you know, a long period of time, both Taysom Hill and Foster Amaro, they're on the physically unable to perform list? And, you know, an individual like Taysom Hill, he is unique. But then also the practice squad tight ends. And how do you interact with them in the meeting room and in practice? Because it's all different levels in their contributions to the team. But just explain that to the fans.
No, of course. Yeah, you want everybody to be involved with the game plan and throughout the course of the week. Because if not, then those guys get lulled to sleep. And keeping those guys involved as much as possible. So practice squad guys. We ask those guys to do certain tasks throughout the course of the week that can contribute to the guys that are playing on game day. And then the guys on game day, you know, I mean, they get those guys ask those practice squad guys questions too. So it's a open room. We all work together and you know, to get the most out of those game day opportunities.
And obviously the plan, you know, when you got Foster and Taysom back, you know, coming off of the kind of injuries that they had, coming off the pup, is that you just, you know, you're not going to put them in there 30 plays, and it's been gradual. Foster had 13 offensive snaps the last two games. He's had the one catch. He had a target this week. I guess, are they where they where you kind of want them to be physically? You feel like they're gaining that confidence that they need, that the knee's okay?
Yeah, I talked to those guys since day one of being here, and the whole plan is to every single day get better and not put them in a situation to be at, you know, to fail. And we're going to continually climb the ladder in the right way. You know, like you said, Foster had 13 reps last week, and the way this game played out yesterday, he had 13 again. Was obviously hoping to get him more, but just the way the thing kind of got structured didn't make it happen. But yeah, certainly looking up on those guys.
Now, Chase, how intense it was growing up, because I think your father's very intense, that being Jim Haslett, and a lot of skins in the wall. Was he very demanding on you as a kid, or, you know, you want to be supportive as a parent? But, you know, fans would be interested about that relationship, because Haslett is a name that Saints fans are familiar with.
Yeah, no, he's always pushed me to create my own path, and just being around football my entire life, it's all I've ever known, so this is the path I was kind of destined to be in. But yeah, he's always been supportive of me along the way, and definitely, you know, being my father, someone I look up to and confide to.
Now, Chase, when you're looking at the upcoming game, I know one snap and clear, whether you're a veteran or a young player, like when they come back to the sideline and all that, and maybe you might have a turnover during the game. Do you confront the player there, or you encourage him? How do you say, like, come on, tough love or whatever? We got to catch that ball, and, you know, it hits you in the hands, or, you know, we got to protect it like gold. We cannot afford to have a fumble, whatever. Just talk about that. Is it something that you address right there on the field? Or the player knows what happened, whether it be lack of concentration or whatever. But or is that something you wait to the meeting and address that in the film room? But just talk about that approach you take on, like, game day versus post game, that you demand, what you demand from the tight end position.
No, of course. Like, it goes back to the relationship part of things. Every guy ticks different. So, you know, if there's something I need to address with Juwan on game day, it might be in a different way, in a different approach than the way I address things with Foster or Jack Stoll or any of the other guys. So just kind of knowing the guys I'm with every single day and make what makes them tick. But the most important thing is making sure those guys are successful out on the field.
And Coach, Bobby had asked about your dad, Jim. I mean, he busts into the NFL in 1979 with Buffalo. So he's the AP Defensive Rookie of the Year in his very first year. And then he goes to coaching with the Saints head coach in 2000, his first year. And he's the NFL Coach of the Year. So if my math is right, you would have been about an eight-year-old during that 2000 season, 10-6, beat the Rams. There we go. There's a good sign. Beat the Rams to win that first playoff game. If I am correct in that, what was that like as a kid in the candy store that year?
Yeah, I don't really remember much back then when I was 8 years old. But, I mean, the bits and pieces I do remember were running around the practice facility here and just playing with the equipment, being around the guys, kind of, I remember the Superdome and how loud it was and the environment and how electric the city is and how much love they have for their team. That's really where that's really where my love for football came is probably that 2000 season.
Now, Coach Hassan, last one before we let you run. When you talk with scouts and all that, or the individual players, now you want the ultimate tight end to be able to do it all. Boy, he's an awesome run blocker, or he's awesome in the passing game. But how do you explain to the fans that when you look at how important it is that, like a Jack Stoll and the stability that he brings. But you, like I said, you want the complete tight end in the run game, but it's not like you could be an outstanding pass receiving tight end, but, man, I don't know, like Jimmy Graham was. It was unbelievable with Drew Brees, but he didn't really block nobody. But then you got tight ends who could block, and they always set an edge. I'm telling you, one of the best blocking tight ends in the history of the NFL, Hobie Brenner. He ran like a 4.8 40, 4.85. Now, he wouldn't get no yak. He would kind of catch if he came to him. But Ricky Jackson could tell you he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That the toughest guy he ever went against was in practice. Hobie Brenner. He said all those other games, I'd whip their ass. But with Hobie blocking, setting the edge. So how do you challenge the tight ends in the run game to set that edge? Because even though you might not be the most outstanding pass receiving tight end, you like the glorified tackle almost playing the tight end position as a run blocker.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you're right. The willingness to strain and to go across and say, I'm going to kick this dude's butt across from me. That's what I'm looking for in a guy from a run blocking standpoint. It's just the willingness and the ability to strain and to just have that mentality every single play. And doesn't matter who lines up across from them, they're going to go get after him. And so that aspect of it is definitely non-negotiable when it comes to trying to find a tight end.
Well, Coach, these are not easy times. They're hard times, but, I know the people in that building, and you guys will be back at work. I'm sure you're probably at work as we speak. And go to SoFi and, get that W over the Rams, and I appreciate you joining the show.
Appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.